following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On a Tuesday, we got a couple of high school coaches we're going to be talking to on the program today. Cover some soccer and track. We're right around the corner from the postseason here in conference for the Tracksters. And really, the end of the month is the end of the regular season for our soccer folks. Brian Rodine, Kearney Catholic Girls Soccer, Brandon Harrington, Grand Island Northwest Track. They've got their invite this week. Then they host the Central Nebraska Track Championships in conjunction with the Grand Island Independent next week. So we'll talk about that. And co-hosting today, UNK baseball coach Damon Day. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Coming off of three wins against Lindenwood, and again, for a while there, it looked a little hairy. You have to juggle with the weather, and you're able to get that done. But you drop the first game, the second game's tight, then you have to call it because of the rain on Saturday. And in less than perfect conditions Sunday, you're able to come back, get the win, then blow them out in the second game on Sunday. And then yesterday, the wind helped both baseball teams, but you guys get the win 9-7, hitting four home runs.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it was one of those weekends, and it's life in the MIAA. I mean, that's the best way that I can explain it. Lindenwood is battling for their playoff lives to continue their season, and you could tell by the intensity throughout the weekend that it was a big series for both schools. And so I was really, really proud of our guys on the way that they responded after losing game number one, where we really weren't in it at all. I mean, we were down 5-0 early, and we kind of put some runs across, but we never did a good job of really stopping them. And then on Saturday, kind of had some things going our way. We manufactured some runs early, but then the rains came, and so then you got to pick it right back up the next day and kind of get it going again. And we were just not able to stop them. I think we gave up a run and then another run. But our guys battled and did a great job of finding a way to push a couple runs across. And Anthony Pacheco with one of the best defensive plays we've had of the season, kind of coming out of nowhere to take away, you know, kind of break their hearts a little bit. And I think that we just kind of carried that momentum from that play into the second game on Sunday and won that one. And then yesterday fell behind early in some tough situations and some tough conditions. And we're able to find a way. Ross Mortensen pitched a heck of a job in relief of Chris Sievers, and we needed that. We needed someone to step up and just kind of throw some zeros up there, and we were able to kind of push some across. So just really proud of our guys and the way the boys fought the entire weekend, and that's what you need to do this time of year.
You had a special situation yesterday with the way the wind's blowing out, and if you're a left-hander, you try to get that ball pulled. If you're a right-hander, you try to pop it up. Pitchers are trying to keep the ball depending, especially if you're left-hander, on the outside portion of the plate. For a while, and I was up there, the zone looked a little tight. How do you coach through that? And because you got some special situations. I mean, you're trying to take away a third to a half of the ballpark, yet you got to have your guys throw strikes.
You know, unfortunately, I wasn't there very much for the majority of the game to get the opportunity to coach, and that's where you're fortunate to have the assistant coaches that I have. I think assistant head coach Marcus Clapp deserved a huge kudos yesterday after I was ejected, I think only after 11 pitches and three batters into the game, you know, from 90 feet away asking for the umpire to make a call, and he felt like I deserved to be thrown out, and that's neither kind of here nor there because I don't want to take it away from what our boys accomplished yesterday. But you got to tip your cap to him and Coach Hodges for keeping the boys steady and keeping them where they needed to be and executing pitches. And I think that's the greatest thing that Ross did throughout the entire game was just kind of execute pitches down in the strike zone and didn't let some of the those other issues that, you know, had an impact on the game. I don't really think Ross kind of let those affect him, and I think that just shows you senior leadership right there. And our hitters are our hitters. You know, they show up and they live for days like that yesterday, and they have the ability to hit the baseball and do some things. And I thought they did a great job of taking advantage of the elements yesterday and taking advantage of when a pitcher did miss a spot, we did something with it. And so tough day for me personally as a coach. You never you always want to coach. That's what you work so hard for. And so, you know, it is kind of what it is from that standpoint. But just a huge tip of the cap to Coach Clapp and Coach Hodges for getting the boys through.
I probably should wait till the end of the season, but you know, in college, you might have a drinking game with you know, your Mountain Dew or your Coke or whatever, and we now have one for you and Coach Erstad. Every time you say tip of the cap, and every time Erstad says grind, I don't think I can make it through a segment anymore. So I think that was three tip of the caps.
Yeah, you know,
does that affect the hairline there?
It definitely does affect the hairline, but I think that's probably one of them. Just to me, it's one of those statements that just encapsulates a lot of different thoughts, and it's the highest compliment that I can pay. That's a baseball thing, kind of the tip of the cap, and so, you know, I know I overuse it all the time, but I only use it when it's necessary. And so when you're having a season like we've kind of been having, there's a lot of tip of the caps.
Max Ayoub is closing in on the possibility of setting the single season home run record, and I know that's not what you guys are all about, but that shows a little bit about what this team is, and it's also unique yesterday. Normally I'd say, how do you tell your guys to not overswing with that wind blowing out? Everybody wants to take it over the porch. You guys do that all year, whether the wind's blowing or not. It's hurt you a couple of times with the wind blowing in, as we've discussed before, but obviously yesterday it can help you.
I always go back to, if you say that Max got a cheap one yesterday because the wind was blowing out, then you weren't there on Sunday when he hit one completely out of left field into the teeth of the wind. And so just extraordinarily proud of Max and the season that he has had. And in all honesty, the entire offense has had. We've set a school record for home runs in a season. Broke that record this weekend. And so, you know, I think it's a accumulation of, this is a senior laden team. I think Coach Hodges has done a great job of getting these guys to understand what they need to do to be successful on a regular basis. And I think when you look at their work ethic and the way that they've gone about doing some things, I think it's a testament to them for them to be having that success. The great thing about it is you get to show the young kids in your program, if you do the extra work and you work as hard as you can, success will come to you. And obviously Max is closing in on that record. And, you know, for us, we hope he has a lot of opportunities and games to let it happen, not to try to go get it, but to kind of let it happen. But, you know, we got four huge ones this weekend versus Washburn. And, you know, it's been a while since we've played games of this magnitude that mean as much as this during the regular season. And so I'm really excited about this upcoming weekend.
For the fans, right now the Lopers are sitting in third mathematically. They're really a half game or one game out of second and a half game out of fourth. But second through sixth, you're just going to stir them up this weekend. Obviously, the importance now is to get home field advantage in the first round of the MIAA, and Washburn's going to be playing for that as well. They're sitting in the five hole right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those weekends. Everyone kind of, if we handle our business, we're going to get the host. You know, the only time we got to worry about what someone else is going to do or if we're going to get caught by somebody else is if we don't play well. And so right now, our big focus on handling the things that we can control, our performance, our execution. And I think if we can go out and do those things, then we're going to be successful and get the home field bid. And that's been a goal of ours all season long, is to play the first round here in Kearney, because let's face it, we're a different team here at home than we are on the road, because it is tough to play on the road in the MIAA. That's not to say that we can't go on the road, but we would much rather play at home.
Loper baseball coach Damon Day, our co-host, again today here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got some soccer, some track. We'll get to the Turan Petaway Tim Miles press conference from yesterday in a little bit as well. 2-2, get it done?
We have to be no. A 3-1 gets us done. Gets us
3-1 guarantees home.
Yeah, 3-1, I believe, guarantees us home field advantage, and that's what our goal is to do. 2-2, we're going to need some help with Northwest Missouri State, Missouri Western's weekend. Missouri Western, I think they're two games behind us with 13 losses, and they own the tiebreaker. So that's probably the one scenario that we would like to stay away from is doing that. So I think a 3-1 weekend is what our goal is always on the road, win the series.
And big picture, obviously, is you want to, without putting pressure on here, you want to stay 3, 4, 5, doesn't matter. I mean, home, yay. But you want to stay away from Missouri Southern, who is the juggernaut right now, the MIAA. So if you're in the 3 slot, you're looking at advancement, you wouldn't have to see them to possibly the finals in the tournament.
Correct. It all means a lot because, you know, you want to have that ability to be as successful on, like you're saying, down the road. You don't want to put the cart before the horse type of thing. But those are the types of things that we've looked at. We've worked extraordinarily hard all season to put ourselves in this position, and now it's time to finish.
All right, tell us about Washburn now. What makes them tick?
They pitch, you know, and that's something that we hit. They pitch, and so that's the battle that you're going to see this weekend. Our pitching staff has to step up and continue to hold teams down so that we can offensively do our thing. But, you know, Washburn's had a very, very good season. They have a very good pitching staff. They got off to an extraordinarily hot start. Kind of ran into some arm injuries, but all those arms are back now for their stretch run as well. And so I expect it to be a really good series.
All right. If you'd like to be a part of the program, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550, or as we said, you can call the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line. There's also the email address to our Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Huskers, only 4 home games the remainder of the season, and one of those is tonight against Kansas State. It's a non-televised game for some reason, 6:35. You can hear it on ESPN 1550 because on 1230 KHAS, we've got Hastings College Baseball. They split a doubleheader yesterday with Mount Marty, and today Dakota Wesleyan will roll in. So that is on 1230 KHAS. First pitch is set for 3:30. Softball, Lopers are at Shadron State. Hastings is at Doan. Nebraska hosting Creighton. So you're the only ones not doing anything today.
We got plenty of stuff to do today. It's just not in a game setting.
Royals win 7-1 last night, and they will take on Minnesota again this evening. 7:10 is first pitch on the Breeze. 94.5. NBA and NHL playoffs continuing.
As a diehard Royal fan, what do you make of Hot Dog Gate? Have you not heard about Dollar Dog Night at Kauffman?
Made him ill?
Yes. Molded bread, expired,
you know,
hot dogs.
I didn't read
Air Mark
story.
Is some trouble.
Something happened in the offseason? Did somebody new take over? They failed inspection? There's been a little bit of problem.
Yeah, there has been some problem there with the food service. And then Friday night was their first Dollar Dog Night, and it did not go very well. And I think, unfortunately, Aramark's comment back was,
yeah,
it's a dollar. What do you expect? Well, I do expect
not to get sick.
Exactly. I do expect no salmonella.
That hurts the kids. Everybody else, you know, there's nothing a beer can't take care of.
Yeah, you know.
Mustard and some mold. Oh, yeah.
I just found it to be, I mean, they showed pictures on Twitter and everything.
Another reason not to have Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that.
Yeah, it'll definitely make me inspect my hot dog when we're at Kauffman Stadium this summer.
You're just setting me up, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just looking out for the public safety.
No one wants mold on their dog.
No one wants dirty dogs.
No. 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us. Hey, folks, if you want to go in and watch the ball games, don't forget Cunningham's is the place. They wrapped up their comedy nights last week as they get into into the summer season. So hope you enjoyed their comedy Thursday nights over the winter. They're still there for you on Thursday nights and every other day of the week. Go on in and enjoy some lunch, lunch specials every day, a vast menu to choose, a variety of your favorite items, and, of course, watch your favorite sporting events at Cunningham's. We're going to take a break, talk a little girls' soccer with Kearney Catholic's Brian Rodine right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Throughout today, we're going to be seeing the skies partly cloudy, northwest winds 5 to 15, and highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, north winds, and our lows will be in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 54.
Oh, you don't know me, but you make me so happy. I tried to call you.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Loper baseball coach Damon Day, my co-host today. It's time for our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We talked about Tim Tebow signing with the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Do you like it?
I think the Browns should have signed him.
He wins.
He wins.
62% said no. Not a good thing. 38% said yes. I don't know. Like I said, as long as he doesn't have an opportunity to beat my Cowboys, that's fine. Whatever. I actually enjoy the work he does for ESPN because I think he does have a unique perspective. All the ex-athletes are supposed to. I guess I just kind of like him a little better than others. Here's one in your ballpark. Should Major League Baseball consider changing the way it handles suspensions for bench-clearing brawls? On our Midtown Mark Cooler question, vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you think?
No.
You like what's going on?
I'm kind of neither here nor there about it, but if you really look at a baseball bench clearing brawl, I mean, they're all going out there to hug.
This whole Royals thing. You know,
when did you really last see? I mean, it's been a while since the Red Sox Yankees threw down. I mean, you know, and I think it goes back to the same thing as kind of that's going on in the NBA. You know, these guys are hugging and handshaking and talking throughout. I mean, can you imagine the bad boys from Detroit doing that to the Bulls? I mean, that's what's kind of made the games different is there's just not that hatred towards your opponent the way they once were. They all kind of came up in AAU. They all kind of came up in this travel ball thing. I think it's starting to spill over in baseball as well. Everybody, I mean, no one gets as fired up as they once did, and I think that's just the sign of the times.
Too much money on the line. You can vote now on our Midtown Art Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. They take care of that with yellow and red cards in soccer. And tonight, the Kearney Catholic Stars play at Lexington as they're into the home stretch of the regular season. Brian Rodine, Kearney Catholic girls soccer coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Looks like we've had an incident. We'll try and reconnect with Coach Rodine. But in the meantime, I know you were playing, but I'm sure you saw the highlights of the Royals A's debacle. I think we kind of sorted it out yesterday. And it seemed like as the day progressed, we found out that most people agreed with, man, we kind of thought it was over after the beaning incident on Saturday and things were clean on Sunday. Throws at the feet of Lorenzo Cain right away in the first inning. I think there's some overreaction after that, but your take on what you saw.
You know, baseball is one of those weird, there's all those unwritten rules and there's kind of that machoism to it. And I have no, I mean, if you're going to throw at somebody, you're going to throw at somebody as long as it's at the waist or below, you know, you're trying to aim for the butt in the whole thing. I don't like throwing at guys' feet. I don't like throwing at guys' knees. I mean, you know, these guys, I mean, the majority of these guys that pitch in the major leagues can put it in a window. They know, for the most part, where it's going to go and what they're trying to accomplish. I feel like it's very interesting that it happened this early in the season, but I think it probably goes more to the psyche of the Oakland Athletics after what happened last season and how they got beat. And maybe it's still maybe one of the best baseball games that we've had in a tremendously long time. I just think that when you're probably looking at it overall, people don't want to point to the fact that I'm sure the A's are still very unhappy about how it ended for them last season. You know, and so I think that we forget that the Royals did send them home.
Yeah,
and
that's what I said.
And sent them home in a not so fabulous fashion.
Yeah, I mentioned it yesterday. Yeah. Even if it was one game, you played your whole season, which is why the wild card, although it worked out for the Royals. I mean, the A's got to be sitting there thinking, we blew that game, and the Royals came within 90 feet of possibly winning the World Series.
Right, and I think that's where this you can say, oh, did he throw at this guy in the foot? Did he do that? This all goes back to last season. You know, now, what has brewed it up this year? It wasn't going to take much. You know, if you're genuinely upset at how somebody, I mean, basically the A's feel like the Royals did something through celebration, something was said, something was done, somebody popped off, something happened, and the A's remembered it.
Oh.
And so it was going to take, it was not going to take any major acts to bring that to the surface type of thing. And so, you know, it's very interesting that it happened this early in the year.
Yeah, and they're already talking about June. It's over. Let it go when you go out to Oakland. I mean, what's Billy Butler think about all this? I mean, he's the connection here. He had nothing to do with the brawl, and he had nothing to do with any of the plays. But what's he got to be thinking?
Yeah, and that would be an interesting perspective, is to find out what he's thinking. I mean, he's a smart enough guy. He's not going to come out on either side of it. You don't want to disrespect your old teammates, and you definitely don't want to make new enemies in your clubhouse. But, you know, there's a lot of things, like if you truly watch the game of baseball, there's a lot of things that go on that can really infuriate people. I'll be honest with you, our series with Lindenwood got chippy. You know, how did it start? Well, balls start leaving the yards and guys start getting chippy. Now it's hard slides at second, or, you know, maybe a little bit of a raised elbow when you're running by first base. And those, I mean, so those types of things all happen throughout baseball, and it's just kind of the game. It kind of polices itself. You have to understand as a pitcher, if you're going to hit one of their guys, they're going to hit one of yours. If you're going to take out their second baseman and go in hard, guess what? Your guy's going to get it too. I mean, there'll be a lot of times where our guys, it's kind of funny. A lot of our guys, you know, we start to lose control of the strike zone. Our guys will tell the pitchers, hey, I'm the one that's going to now, you know, if you're Danny Joel or Max Ayoub and you're, you know, trying to get the nation's lead and hit by pitches, you're kind of like, hey, okay, whatever. But no one likes to get thrown that type of thing. And so there's a lot of those unwritten rules, unwritten things that kind of happen throughout a game.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian Rodine, Kearney Catholic Soccer, and we'll also talk a little Northwest track with Brandon Harrington. And Tim Miles' words. Tim Miles is upset that Coach Harriman's leaving. And I think you could point to a couple of his quotes yesterday. He's trying not to let that show, but I think he's a little puzzled about Coach Harriman leaving. He gave the reasons, and he's trying to understand it, and he wants his friend to succeed. But I think it irritated the coach a little bit yesterday, and that's just something you aren't going to come out in a press conference and say, I don't know what the heck he thinks he's doing. That's just not Tim Miles' way. But I think it is going to bother the coach a little bit. We'll take a break and be right back.
Life doesn't stop when you've got a big event like graduation. It just makes you busier. Copycat Printing in Kearney understands. Their talented design staff will create a unique, one-of-a-kind invite just for you. They'll design it, create it, and deliver your invitations. So relax. Copycat Printing in Kearney will make your invitation a priority, so you don't have to. Visit KearneyCopycat.com and like Copycat Printing on Facebook for great printing discounts.
Super Shine Auto Care. We clean the out of your car. It's our 30th anniversary. We've brought back our unlimited wash. For $19.95 a month, you can keep your car super clean with our soft cloth auto wash. We hand scrub the bugs and hand dry your vehicle for that finished touch. Not only that, but you can use our vacuums for free when you wash your vehicle. Also try our auto detailing and Mobile One Lube Express. Look for us online at supershineautocare.com.
The South Heartland District Health Department wants you to help us become the healthiest nation in one generation. Nationally, public health has seen successes like increasing life expectancy and reducing infant mortality. The United Health Foundation places Nebraska 10th in the United States in overall health ranking, but we still face challenges to do better. Take a pledge to do your part to eat well, exercise, and make healthy choices. Together, we can build healthy communities. Together, we can help create the healthiest nation in one generation. This message is from the South Heartland District Health Department, because they care about you and your loved ones.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
Memo to all bosses from Bob Sass Flowers. This is Professional Secretaries Week. Stop worrying about work for just a moment and show your gratitude and appreciation for those who make your life easier. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. We have countless ways to help you say thank you, including beautiful fresh flowers, blooming plants, and many other unique gift ideas. Contact Bob Sass Flowers. We'll help you put flowers on your secretary's desk, and you'll notice more smiles around the office.
Back in time, a caveman. His name was Ugg. Got tired of gathering nuts and berries. Decided that meat was a neat treat.
That mine too.
Ugg was the first human carnivore. Ugg inspired others to try meat. They liked it too. Dog now serves as the spokes caveman for Carnivore's Meat Supply. Dozens of cuts of fresh beef, pork, chicken, and fish. Early carnivores used to have to knock on cave doors to find meat. All you need to do is head to Carnivore's Meat Supply. West off 281 on Old Potash Highway.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on this Tuesday. Kearney Catholic girls soccer coach Brian Rodine and the Stars are playing Lexington on the road today. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, we got the phone problem fixed. Sorry to put you through that, but sure appreciate your patience. Girls are trying to get back in the win column here, but off to a good start. First thing I want to get to before I forget about it is we had Coach Anderson from Kearney High on last week, and we were talking about their goalkeeper and Annie Kinneman and the year that she was having, and she made the comment that she thought the city of Kearney probably had the two best goaltenders either in the state, in the area. She gave great props to Allie Prasoski. Let's start there with your goaltender and Allie and the way she's been playing.
Well, Allie's a phenomenal goalkeeper. I'm glad she's at Kearney Catholic playing. She's been my goalkeeper now, starting goalkeeper for 4 years. And she does an excellent job for us. She saved us in a lot of games, and I agree with Tammy that between her goalkeeper and mine, we've got two at the top in the state.
And we also joked that neither one of them is 6'2", so they've got a little challenge in their own right. What makes a good goalkeeper?
Well, they have to be pretty brave and courageous because, balls get kicked at them pretty high speed, and they have to be able to, get in there and take shots to come at them and go out after balls. But, they always say goalkeepers are a little bit crazy, but they just have to, be brave enough to go in there. A lot of people don't want to stand in there and let a ball come at them, and they got to be brave enough to take those shots. And when you work with them, you teach them things that are going to help them out, make it a little easier for them in there.
Well, there's no doubt Allie doesn't mind getting dirty a little bit. So
no.
Talk
no.
about what got these girls off to a good start. You got to the 5-0 start. You beat Hastings, who was state-rated. You got yourself into the state rankings. Just talk a little bit about the start of your season and then maybe finish it up with what happened in a couple of one-goal losses here to solid teams up at Norfolk and Columbus Scotus.
Well, we come out and we've been playing competitive with everybody, and our defense really stepped up this year. I think that's really helped us out a lot. We had like 4 shutouts in a row, and I think 4 out of our first 5 were all shutouts. And, so the defense really stepped up and played well for us, and we didn't get in situations where we got way behind and had to fight back. Except up in Norfolk, we got up there, we got down 3-0, but we fought back and come back to 3-2, and we had a couple opportunities late in the game to score a couple goals and maybe tie that one or even win that one, but it just didn't quite work out for us.
Coach, only 7 games right now. Talk a little bit about your schedule, because I know you guys could probably have a few more, but it's tough to try and put all these together. You try to play a couple of those tries during the year, but just talk about getting a schedule together.
Well, yeah, I'd like to have a few more, especially in our, we've got a couple weeks there where we played, we had 6 days off, I think, before we played Hastings. Then we had 9 days off after Hastings to Norfolk. So in that time frame there, I'd like to get a couple, 3 more games scheduled. But, we could use a few more games. It helps with the experience level of the girls getting more games in. And, having a week off in between games is kind of tough because girls get out of that playing mode, that mentality of it. And, we're going to have to work on our schedule next year and see if we can get a few more games in there.
Kearney Catholic girls soccer coach Brian Rodine joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 3 games left in the regular season starting today at Lexington. Then you've got Lakeview and Holdridge at home. Talk about what's left here in the regular season.
Well, we go to Lexington today, and Lexington's got a good team this year. I think they're probably about .500 this year, but that's pretty good for Lexington there. Playing some good teams and winning some games, and so it's not going to be an easy game going down there. We're kind of their rival, I guess. A couple years ago, one of their coaches made the comment if they could beat Kearney Catholic, they considered that a winning season. So he says if we lose every game and beat Kearney Catholic, we consider that a winning season. So it's not
that'll
we're not
stir
going
up a
down
rivalry.
There thinking they're pushovers or anything. They're a good team, and we can't take them lightly. They've got some good players. And we've got Lakeview coming in, and their record's not real good, but I've seen some of their scores. They're playing some good teams close. So we've got them coming in Thursday, and that's another game you can't take lightly thinking that they're an easy win. And Holdridge, they've been playing better ball here lately also. So we've got 3 tough games. We got to be mentally tough and ready to play them. Take them 1 game at a time and, go from there.
I don't think it's because you aren't scoring goals. As we said, you've only played 7 games, but offensively, who's leading the way for you?
Offensively right now, Kylie Teal is our leading scorer. But Cassie Messersmith is pretty close behind. I think Kylie's got 5 goals and Cassie's got 2 or 3. So we haven't scored a lot of goals, but when you keep the other team from scoring, you don't have to score a lot. But I would like to personally score a few more goals to make it easier on me on the sideline.
Last second here. Always like to have the coach breathe a little easier, but I'm not sure that they ever do that, right, Damon?
No.
Coach, it doesn't matter.
No.
You could be up 5-0. Say, hey, still got 20 minutes left. Still got 20 minutes left. Coach, also your district set, and it's the same as it has been for, I think, eternity. Gehring and Scottsbluff and Lexington and Holdridge and yourselves. So you got a couple games here against teams that you might see in the districts. How do you like the way your district sets up?
Well, you know, if you're going strictly by records, I would like it. But like I said, you know, there are some tough teams in there. We got to go out and take care of business here and then get prepared for the district. You know, anything can happen in a district. But, you know, we're hoping with our Class B setup, they take the 8 district champions, and then they take the 8 next highest wild card teams, and then they play a playoff game to go to state. So we need to go out and win these last games and maybe, you know, get wild card up, and if we win our districts, we're, you know, not playing a number one or number two seeded team in the state. So we're just going to take the games one at a time and try and win them and keep going, and, you know, go through districts if we can and win that one also.
You got a lot of kids out here, Brian. Maybe you could let the boys borrow a couple of them.
They've asked me a few times. They look over when I'm substituting 4 or 5 and go, "What's that?" You know, they have 1 or 2 maybe, so. Yeah, they said, can we cut their hair on a couple of them and borrow them? But
well, you guys will have to negotiate that. I think they'd be up for the challenge as well. Brian, hey, we'll let you get back to your day. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes here to talk about your Lady Stars soccer team, and best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you very much.
Brian Rodine joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Always neat to see how they respond, and it is a challenge, that schedule, by the way. I mean, Lexington's played 15 games, so let's face it. Lexington can get 15 games by this time. There's no reason Kearney Catholic couldn't have 13 to 15 games at this time. That's why you play. I mean, that's why you go out for a sport. You want to play, and they're, I don't know, how does that affect it? They should be fresh, but yet.
Give me experience over fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big guy, especially about just experience. There's nothing that can simulate game speed. You know, we always talk about practice at game speed. Well, in 9 days off, I'm sure it was very tough for coach to keep them at game speed when you're trying to keep them prepared and those types of things. So scheduling is always a nightmare. I think in every sport, it's just, what is that balance between burning them out and keeping them fresh?
Hey, and if you need to keep things going in your field, folks, they're like no other at T&L Irrigation. Find out why growers have moved to T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system. It only makes sense. It puts more money in your pocket. There's less to worry about with the low maintenance, and there's no spoking. Of course, the start and stop with the electric pivots, the hydrostatically powered pivot gets the job done. And, of course, you can control it all with the PP3 precision point control from your mobile device, your GPS, wherever you happen to be. You can start it, stop it, change the directions. If it's golf league, if you're out with the family vacation, you can still do it from wherever. It's simple. It's T&L's hydraulic design that gets that going in your field. Contact your local T&L dealer or find out who that is at TLIRR.com. T&L like no other. We'll talk a little track with Brandon Harrington. We'll talk a little Husker basketball as well when we come back.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
One of the most important things we can teach our kids is driving. Safe, proper driving habits keep your child safe from accidents long after they get their license. If you're looking for a new career or promotion, CDL and truck driving classes are available too. More details and registrations are available on the Nebraska Safety Center's website. The Nebraska Safety Center is here to serve your needs of driver education and other traffic-related classes.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Giving back to the community has never been easier. May 1st is Give Hastings Day, a 24-hour opportunity to give to your favorite nonprofit organizations through the Hastings Community Foundation. Log on to givehastings.org on Friday, May 1st, and make your donation. It's that easy. You can win bonus money for your favorite charitable causes and enjoy some friendly competition. Plus, your donation stays in the Hastings area. Shape the future of Hastings in a single day on Friday, May 1st for Give Hastings Day. Live here, give here.
Back in time, a caveman, his name was Ugg, got tired of gathering nuts and berries. Decided that meat was a neat treat.
Mine too.
Ugg was the first human carnivore. Ugg inspired others to try meat. They liked it too. Dog now serves as the spokes caveman for Carnivore's Meat Supply. Dozens of cuts of fresh beef, pork, chicken, and fish. Early carnivores used to have to knock on cave doors to find meat. All you need to do is head to Carnivore's Meat Supply. West off 281 on Old Potash Highway.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Brandon Landanger has just been named the MIAA Baseball Player of the Week. Four home runs, 10 RBIs this week as they beat Wayne State and took 3 of 4 from Lindenwood. The Kearney High grad, we've talked about him a lot, Coach Day, but another award for Brandon.
Good for him. Very proud of him and what he was able to accomplish. That's a kudos to him on winning it, especially winning it this late in the year, because his season didn't start off the way that I know he wanted it to. I mean, it's kind of one of those things. He was a hard luck guy about the first 6 weeks of the season, hitting the ball on the nose and really didn't have much to show for it. But when we've needed him, he stepped up, and not a more deserving guy from that. And I'll be honest with you, a little disappointed that Ross Mortensen didn't get Pitcher of the Week. The guy who did get it, interesting choice. But, Ross was our Pitcher of the Week, and that probably means more to Ross than anything else. So very proud of Brandon for that award.
Well, let's go to another Brandon. Brandon Harrington, track coach, Grand Island Northwest, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Damon Day. Brandon, it's a good week for Brandon's. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for the time here. Kind of a busy week for Northwest as you've got your invite coming up and then, of course, hosting the Central Nebraska Track Championships. But before we dive into all of that, this is really the time of the year where the Tracksters kind of hit that next gear, isn't it?
Yeah, we start to cut back on workouts and really start to try to set kids up to see some little bit peaking results heading into this last stretch of the season. So, we're excited to have our home meet on Thursday and then come back and have a lot of kids hopefully participate in that Central Nebraska meet on Monday.
Brandon, how do you feel? Because every year it's a little different with the weather. It was so nice to begin training, and then it has changed a little bit, I suppose, when we get into actual competition. But how do you feel your athletes are right now from a prep standpoint versus the weather?
I think we're a lot further along than what we were last year just because we've had such good weather. It makes a big difference when you can keep them out of a gym and you can get them outside consistently. Really, we've had great practice weather. You know, it's been a little chilly at meets, but we've been lucky so far this year.
Well, let's take a look at some of your kids here because you're going to have a pretty good invite coming up with BNC teams on Thursday. The girls, at least as far as the state charts go, you've got a few more of those gals there. And as usual, you've got some distance runners led by Megan Billington, who's done the job for you quite a bit. Talk about her season, and Maddie has done well there for you as well.
Yeah, Megan's this is the most relaxed. She's been a great distance runner in the state since she was a freshman, but this is the most relaxed and fun she's had during the season. I mean, basically every single week she's beaten one of her previous school records that she holds in the mile and the 2 mile, and she's really been a great leader for us and kind of bringing along some of those girls. Maddie Bopp. She's really having a blossoming season in the mile. Also, she set PRs in the mile every time that she's run it. She's done the same thing in the eight. And then her sister, Riley, is a returning state qualifier for us, and she just keeps bringing her times down. So I'm excited for that group of mid-distance, distance girls to see where they're going to be this coming up, this little last stretch of the season.
Coach, when it comes to distance, I mean, I could watch the coaches coach just about everything. There's certain things you need to do with hurdles. You need to explode in the sprints. And when it comes to field events, there's a lot of technique. But when it comes to running 16 and 3,200, what are the keys besides just surviving?
Holy cow. You know, we have what I consider probably one of the best distance coaches in the state that gets a chance to work with Megan and those girls every day. Coach Zavala is kind of a staple in the state of Nebraska for distance, and I'm lucky to have him on the staff. And, you know, really, other than yelling at Megan and the girls about times and where I think they should be, he's the one that sets them up for the success, and he's just done a great job with that group of kids.
Yeah, Sharon gets a lot of the credit. Vince does a pretty darn good job in his own right. All the Zavalas do with what they're doing with the track. You've also got one of the top, and by the way, Megan leads Class B in the 3,200 and is second in the state. You've also got a pretty good little hurdler there in Kayla.
Man, Kayla, you know, she's another girl, came off a good season last year, qualified for a state meet. I know she was hungry after her state meet last year, knowing that she wanted to get into the placings and the 100-meter hurdles and some of that stuff that she didn't do. So, man, she set a school record last week, and she's just finally hitting stride with everything that she's doing. Her long jump has been one of the top in Class B. She's gone 17.4 or 17.6. She's hit 17 almost every week, and hurdle times are coming down. So I'm excited for the effort that she's put in to see the success that she's going to this last part.
Not as much as far as the guys and the state charts, but we've talked about Ty Johnson in about every sport that he's competed in, and he's one of the top pole vaulters right now in Class B.
Man, Ty, this has been a real breakout year for him. Football, he had a great season. Wrestling, he did the same, and he's just continued in the track. He's got a completely different kind of outlook on the way he's been treating this season. You know, he's hungry, and his 200 time is I'm really hoping he's going to get in there in the two. His pole vault, you know, I don't know how many times he's gone over 14. I've watched him go over 14 foot in practice and after meets and doing all the stuff that him and Coach McNeil, Dave McNeil, put in that area. And, you know, our 4x1 has been a real bright spot for our kids. They just really look forward to running that. And they're, you know, I hate to say, but we've put together one of the better 4x1s that I've gone against this year. So I'm excited for our kids to have a little success like that.
We're talking here for another couple minutes with Brandon Harrington, the Northwest track coach. Your invite coming up this week, Adams Central and St. Cecilia. You've got Holdridge there. Boone Central's coming over. Cozad. Give us your breakdown on both the boys and girls side.
You know, I was talking to our coaching staff this week, and I said, holy cow, this must be the toughest meet that we're going to see all year, especially on the boys' side. I mean, just unbelievable boys' teams. Cozad is one of a great team. Adams Central has just got phenomenal athletes all over the track. Holdridge, their boys and girls team, is probably one of the top in the state. I mean, they've just got depth and speed. So, you know, if people are around, it's going to be a phenomenal meet to come out and watch, just as far as the caliber of athletes that are going to be competing at Northwest on Thursday. So I'm excited for our kids to get a chance to see that type of competition at this point in the season.
We step it up one more notch on Monday with the Central Nebraska Track Championship, so the kids still have chances to improve their times and distances in the independent coverage area. Always runs a great meet. If the weather holds for once, it's kind of been snake-bitten here the last couple of years, but just some early thoughts. I know you don't get to see many of the C&Ds, but what are you expecting to be some strengths on Monday?
I think if you look at the charts, it's really going to be just a amazing quality again, just like every year. The C&D schools, you know, that we don't get a chance to see all the time. This is my favorite meet, just for all the kids to see that, you know, competition is high at every level in this area in track and field. And, you know, our kids take that meet extremely serious, especially since we do host it at home. And it's really neat for the community to get a chance to just see how all the schools around, you know, pride themselves in the type of athletes that there are around here. I'm excited for that meet. It's always a great one.
Brandon, I know it's early, but is there an event or two that you already know is going to be special?
I think if you look at the mid-distance races, they're going to be extremely competitive. The girls 4x8 has potential to be an extremely competitive race. You know, Ord, Aurora, when you start adding those type of schools in, especially with the girls that they got this year, it's phenomenal. The pole vault competition on the boys' side, I know we've gone against Aurora quite a bit, and Ty and the Persley kid from Aurora have gone back and forth. You look at it, just about every event, you've got two or three kids that are one of the top in the state going against each other, so it'll be neat to see that type of competition.
Well, Coach, hopefully the weather is perfect for track, and enjoy Thursday and Monday, and we'll be to districts before you know it. So keep them healthy, and best of luck.
Hey, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Brandon Harrington, Grand Island Northwest, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, they host their invite Thursday, and then the Central Nebraska Track Championships get underway in the middle of the afternoon next Monday. The best athletes in the independence coverage area, regardless of class, if their school agrees, then they use that as one of their meets. So you see people you don't normally see. That's something in baseball. You don't have that luxury, especially now. What'd you say, 10 games this year that were out of conference total for you guys?
Yeah. Everything's conference related. Everything's, you know, based on there. But, you know, I find track to be just such an interesting sport. You know, from the way, you know, when you hear Coach Bonzel talk for the UNK track coaches about, you know, training and peaking and all the, don't you, I just always want to raise my hand during Loper Luncheon or something, like, well, don't you just run as hard as you possibly can every single time? Like, I don't, like, I guess in the distance I can see where you would want to be building or up to a crescendo, but it's always amazed me. Track athletes amaze me for the ability to just go out and run like that. And you know, I was not a trackster by any means. I am not a person that I'm just going to go for a run today. There's not one ounce of me that enjoys the running side of things, but I do find it very interesting how, you know, dedicated and disciplined track athletes have to be, and how the preparedness and the peaking and the you know, the working up towards a goal. I find that to be, just from a coaching standpoint, something that I don't think I would have the IQ level to be able to do.
Do you think it's that different from other sports? I mean, I think
everybody
practices, everybody results, sees results. I mean, you put times on it in track and distances. When you're playing football, you're catching the ball, you're throwing the ball, you're making a block, you're seeing technique. I mean, you know just as well as everybody. No coach wants to peak at the beginning of the season. That's just like these track athletes.
Yeah, and I think when you say it like that, you're definitely right. You know, they're working. It's very similar to what they are working for. I think how they get there is probably a little bit different. I mean, if you're an 800 runner, do you just go run 800s all day? I mean, you know what I mean. If it's kind of, if you're a 100 meter dash guy, do you just show up and just run 100 meters every? I mean, those are the things that it's just a little bit differently. No, you got to work on your start, and you got to, you know, maybe work on your kick or your stride or your gait. See,
look at you.
Look at me. I'm profound when it comes to track. But I've always just found track to be very, very interesting. I find that track is very much more a popular sport in this area than from where I grew up in. It was kind of more of a afterthought. Did no one really. And we're, you know, so I've kind of learned a lot more about track since coming to Nebraska, and obviously Central Nebraska with Kearney High's success and everything. You kind of learn a lot more about it, because I'll be honest with you, growing up, I knew nothing about track.
Ran into Coach Meyer over the weekend. He still looks like he could compete. Former
yeah.
UNK track coach.
Yeah, on the gridiron as well.
Yeah, if he was going full steam, I'd want to get out of his way. Well, if you are looking for an interesting career opportunity, your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, is looking for you. You can even see what jobs are available at a special website, MidwayCareers.com, MidwayCareers.com. If you're searching for a progressive and stable company to build a career, they'd love to chat with you. The automotive industry is rapidly expanding. Midway is hiring. A position at Midway will provide you the opportunity to build long-term relationships, have a positive impact on others and the community, propel your career skills, and enhance your financial well-being. They do well. They work hard. They'd love to have you as a part of their team. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Nothing better than putting smiles on people's faces, whether it's helping out in the community or just putting someone in that new vehicle, whether it's new to you or whether it's a brand new 2015. Still got a few 2014s on the lot that you can get great deals on as well. A couple of other notes. Nebraska sophomore corner Boaz Joseph, cited for marijuana and drug paraphernalia possession by university police over the weekend. Former Husker defensive back Ishmael Jackson was also cited. He left the program in 2014. Joseph played in 5 games this past fall for the Huskers. The university statement says, quote, Coach Riley and athletics administration are aware of the incident. We have no additional comment at this time, end quote. Possession of 3.3 grams of marijuana and a marijuana grinder. Again, I think we're going to be sitting here in the future, and this thing that started with Randy Gregory to bring it into the forefront. I mean, heck, it happened. We had a big deal with NBA players a few years ago. This ain't going away. And I think at some point, whether everybody just wants to poo-poo it or not, it's just not going to go away. And I think eventually here, and I don't want to compare it to PEDs in baseball because it's a whole different thing. But I remember when people start talking, whatever. You know, as long as it ain't bothering me and it's making the game exciting, that's fine. I think that's where we're headed with this, especially when it's affecting collegiate athletes. And if it's affecting collegiate athletes, don't be stupid. It's sliding down to the high school athletes. And I think I'm not standing on a soapbox here. I'm just trying to say I think this is something that will be discussed much more in the next couple of years.
From a coaching standpoint, it's probably the number one hardest thing to control. You know, we dealt a lot of times, you know, it's kind of more in your face or I don't want to say more readily acceptable with the alcohol thing, underage drinking. You know, you kind of hear about that. Well, now with marijuana becoming legal in certain states and not legal in other states, and let's face it, society has, you know, I don't necessarily accept it, but society has definitely genuinely, you know, there's still the I don't want to say it's 100% accepted. But there's a lot of places where they don't think that that's that big of a deal.
No, that's exactly
right. And that's where you're going to get this crossroads where, you know, you're going to have a kid or a student athlete say, well, it's not that big of a deal. I can go buy it, you know, on our, you know, when we go play the Colorado Buffaloes, I can go buy it.
Yeah.
You know, now you can't because you're going to take it across state lines and all those types of things. But it is definitely something on the forefront that's going to come to a head. And it's kind of one of those things like you're saying. It finally came to a head in the PED thing when, you know, you started to talk about the drug dealers and it became the shadiness and it became this dark alley type of thing where guys are saving syringes and Dr. Pepper cans to, you know, to protect themselves. And I think that if that happens again and you see this starting to trickle into everything, it's just definitely a very difficult situation moving forward for coaches and administrators of how do you handle the discipline side of marijuana.
Want to get a couple of comments here on what Tim Miles had to say yesterday about a 30-minute press conference. And, again, one of those that you just couldn't get to. It was lately announced. It was at 2 o'clock. Couldn't get from the show down there. I really would have liked to went down to Lincoln and attended this one. They really only talked to Taran Petaway for about 4.5 minutes, unfortunately. Because I thought, I guess when you knew, it wasn't like he sat down and then announced it, because then I think you get a few more questions. We've had a week to hash it over. We kind of knew the whole time that he was going. That wasn't the big surprise. Obviously, Coach Miles then talking for some 25 to 30 minutes, he was asked, what do you think the state of the program is like? And we might get into that more as the week goes. He says he's optimistic and he really is hanging that hat on the recruiting class coming in. That's all he can do. He's always positive, so that's all he can do. He does say, we don't have a big man. We're going to have to play small. And he doesn't anticipate getting a big man. So around here, we also know that there's lack of big men, high school or college. You always got to have a big man, and Nebraska's going to struggle in that area. But when it comes to Chris Harriman, a couple of quotes that I want you to listen to. Here's the first one about what Coach Harriman told Tim Miles.
This is what Chris explained to me. Coach, I have a chance to go be the associate head coach. I'm going to make about $30,000 more at New Mexico. And I believe I need to be West if I want to be a head coach because of my strength of recruiting in Australia. And being the associate head coach at a brand like New Mexico, which also helps us in Australia. They've had very good Aussies over the years. I just believe it's the right move to make.
Okay, now the next quote here, which is a little bit later on in the press conference. Really listen to what Coach Miles is saying, because he's just asked about being surprised. He says, yes, I was surprised, but then he kind of gets away from that.
I was surprised by Chris's move, but at the same time, hearing him out and thinking about it for a day or so here, I understand. But I'm going to miss him because this community embraced him a great deal, he and his family. You know, at a time of need that you know, everybody rallied around Avery and the family, and Chris has been a great friend of mine, and we've been here. You know, when we were trying to recruit our guts out and losing guys, you know, and we finally feel like we've got some traction.
Now, of course, Coach Harriman, probably more famous for his son Avery and Avery Strong battling leukemia, going through the cancer. I mean, this is kind of almost a crossover with Jack Hoffman, but it's been brought up a lot. And so if you've paid any attention, you know about Avery Harriman. And that was... Did you think that was weird, Damon? Did it sound weird to you on first listen?
Yeah, that's the first time I heard that comment, and that's just inappropriate. I don't think you bring that up at all. I mean, I think
he was trying to be genuine, but it didn't come across.
It didn't come across that way. It basically sounded to me like sour grapes. Like, how could you leave and turn your back on this school when we supported you through a very tough time? Now, I'm not putting words in his mouth because I don't know Coach Miles from anybody, and you know, he's the Nebraska basketball coach, but just on first listen, you know, which I'm sure he's frustrated. You know, he's kind of, like you said, they're at a crossroads. They're, you know, how does he feel about the program? It's not been great. They coming off a losing season, five guys aren't coming back from this year's team. Now you're losing assistant coaches left and right, and now you just kind of feel like you're the one, you know, everyone's looking at, and you're the one that banking on a recruiting class that you've already said is short-sighted from a standpoint of not having a big man.
Yeah.
So you're talking about this great recruiting class, but then the first thing you say about the great recruiting class is how it's a short class from the standpoint of you didn't get exactly what you wanted to feel like you can be competitive. So interesting situation overall with the Nebraska hoops. You know, it's been a very interesting, in my opinion, outsider looking in, and a guy who's followed college basketball, you know, since growing up as a kid and just seeing it. It's just an interesting take from my opinion, because they made it to the tournament before they were supposed to, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then when expectations were thrown on them, they had the absolute clunker of a season.
They crumbled so much harder than, as we've said numerous times, even we thought they would. Now, he's not surprised about Taran Pettaway, but talks about what they'll be looking for. Where will Pettaway fit in if he can make an NBA team?
Well, he's right. I mean, he's got to make better decisions. So where are you? You're not a wing because you're not 6'8 or 9, even though he's got great length, you know, 6'11 and 3/4 wingspan, good athleticism. Still, those wings are big dudes. So he's got to either be a shooter or a playmaker. And then, you know, you got your stars and then your role guys. And there's certainly he's going to be a role guy. And his role for us was to score. And it'll be different there.
So he's got to find somebody to fit in with. That's the bottom line here. And again, heard on Hail Varsity, they had an expert or an analyst on there, talked about the Lakers need guards, Milwaukee needs guards. He mentioned three or four schools that needs guards. But here was, I think, the most interesting quote, if I've got the right one here, from Taran Pettaway about what he expects out of this whole draft.
It was definitely 50-50, because we got some guys that's coming in here next year that's going to be heck of a player, especially I've been playing with Andrew White, you know, all year, going against him in practice, and I really want to play with him, so it was definitely 50-50.
Some people don't believe he's even going to get drafted. And if that doesn't happen, he could go overseas.
Confidence level is real high. I feel like once I get in those workouts, I'll move up in the boys and definitely be a first rounder, so I'm thinking about overseas, but not really.
Raise your hands if you would be more than shocked if Terran Petaway is selected in the first round of the NBA draft. Okay, I just my hand's up.
Yeah, we're on radio, so we can't see. But, I mean, you got to have confidence in yourself and a belief in yourself. You're going to try to be one of the best basketball players in the entire world and going to a league where only the best of the best have survived. There's been guys with ginormous NCAA careers who have gotten to the NBA and have not done anything because you realize just how physical and athletic a league it is. If he's going to make it, in my opinion, in watching him play and watching basketball, and like I said, I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. But
yeah, but you're from Indiana.
But I do get to watch enough basketball throughout the year is he's either going to A, go overseas and become a player that and come back that we hear of, or he's going to have to go to the D-League and do his thing. Because I do not feel like his game translates to the first two rounds of the draft or even being drafted with all the other athletes and pure shooters, pure scorers. I mean, you're going to be asking him like to do a lot of different things than he did in high school, or excuse me, that he did in college.
Grand Island Baseball home today against Pius. As far as the soccer goes, Kearney High will host North Platte. Kearney Catholic is headed to Lexington. Hastings will be traveling to Columbus today. Also, Grand Island Northwest will be hosting Schuyler. And also in soccer, Holdridge will be traveling to York. The Loper golf teams are in the MIAA tournament. The women were sitting 4th out of 10 after the opening day. The men 6th out of 11. Alec Anania out of Grand Island was in a tie for 4th individually. The women were led by Anna Summers, tied for 6th. That's continuing today down in Lawrence, Kansas. And the Loper tennis teams both beat Doan yesterday, and they have tied the school records for most wins in a season. The women are 20-5. The men are 19-3. We'll talk more about Loper sports on our Loper Link tomorrow. A lot about the football backers banquet with head coach Josh Lamberson, Brad Koenig, and athletic director Paul Plinsky. Also coming up on Thursday, we will be live at Fodder Park for the draw of the Bosselman. We'll also be talking with Coach Keller of Iowa Baseball on Thursday. Jack Gangwish and Riker Fife, local Huskers, are going to be joining us on the show this week as well. So we've got a lot going on. I want to thank Kearney Catholic girls soccer coach Brian Rodine, Northwest track coach Brandon Harrington for sliding in today, and for Damon Day for co-hosting. Coach, good luck down at Washburn. We want to see some more Loper baseball at Memorial this year.
That's our goal. Thank you so much for all your support. Appreciate it, Doug.
See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KIC.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
CS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.